Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Well, hello there and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. I have to tell you, I am exhausted from sitting here having my eyes burned out of my brain as I watch and listen to day three of the impeachment hearings, trying to figure out, trying to assess as a member of the jury, what really happened and what does it all mean? And I'm here to tell you that after day three, there is actually still some questioning going on as I'm recording this, but I think we've heard everything from day three that we're going to hear, that the truth or the narrative or what is provable or verifiable hasn't changed since the last podcast that I did after day one. Now, the big if factor is going to come tomorrow when Ambassador Sondland testifies. Now, if we get some information from him about a quid pro quo, then perhaps that will change everything. But where we stand today, let me try and sum it up. And this should be a fairly quick podcast to sum it up. As I told you in the past, I do not believe that the president acted appropriately in asking the Ukrainians to investigate Joe Biden and his son. However, the Republicans have made it clear, and even the Democrats have proven this point, that President Trump believed that Ukraine was part of the interference in the 2016 election. And I think he's inaccurate in that belief. I think it's been debunked. I think it's been proven that they were not involved. I think that that is a narrative that Putin has put forward. But you have to look into the frame of mind of the individual being accused in order to understand their actions in the moment. He believed that Ukraine was part of the corruption. Now, does that mean it's okay for him to ask for an investigation into Joe Biden and into Hunter Biden? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe for a single second that if this was Hillary Clinton who had done this, that the Republicans would be defending her. I don't believe that for a single second. So I continue to maintain that what the president did was improper. But this isn't a hearing. This isn't we're not calling this hearing an improper hearing. We're calling it an impeachment hearing. And in order for impeachment to happen, you have to have bribery or high crimes or misdemeanor. And even Hillary Clinton is saying, see, it's bribery. It's bribery. Well, for bribery to happen, you have to have an if-then statement attached. You have to have an if you do this or don't do this, then this will happen. It's the same for blackmail or for quid pro quo. So I will tell you that the Democrats have proven unequivocally that there was a quid pro quo here. But the quid pro quo wasn't anything to do with the defense money, the money that was supposed to go to Ukraine, the military aid. The quid pro quo was this. It was that if the Ukrainian president agrees to do an investigation, then he can have a White House meeting. That was the quid pro quo. Now, these types of quid pro quos, they happen all the time before there are meetings that happen. Every single meeting in the White House has something attached to it, especially with countries where corruption has occurred and where there have been issues. So that would not be out of the ordinary. So they have proven that absolutely the president wanted to make it clear, and the ambassador made it clear today, that there was a requirement for these corruption investigations to happen before there was a White House meeting. So that's the quid pro quo that they've proven. But is that criminal? Is that bribery? I don't think it rises to the level of criminality to remove a president. The quid pro quo that they have to prove is that the military aid was withheld until an investigation was conducted into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That is the case that the Democrats have been unable to make. And by the way, one other area where I think the Republicans are landing punches here is they continue to say that the Democrats have yet to cite the law that was broken. They have yet to say what is the high crime or the misdemeanor here. And unless they can prove that military aid was withheld in exchange for these investigations, I think that this is going to remain exactly where it's at right now. The Democrats will vote to impeach. The Senate will not vote to remove. And we will be left with a political outcome that serves no value whatsoever. None whatsoever. Everyone will retreat to their side or the other. And that's why I've been against this process. Because we already knew the outcome before it started. And we already knew the phone call before it started. What wasn't clear to me before this started is when the aid was withdrawn, why it was withdrawn, and when the aid was eventually returned and why it was returned. What stands out to me as a member of the jury is that at no point during the process did Ukraine know that the money had been withdrawn or suspended? Now, if you're going to do a quid pro quo, if you're going to commit bribery or blackmail, you kind of have to let the other side know what the consequences will be. And if your big genius plan is to force Ukraine to conduct an investigation or they don't get this military aid, it seems to me that you might want to bring up that the military aid is in play, and it never comes up. This is where the Democrats are failing to make their case. And in my mind, sitting on the jury, until they can make that case that that Ukraine knew that the money was being withheld and they knew that they had to do the investigations to get the money, if they can show that, then this is going to be a different story. But we're day three now into the public testimony, and I'm sorry, they haven't been able to show it. And so I think we're left with a situation where the president acted irregularly. Many of the people testifying have said that, and inappropriately. And when a president does something that's inappropriate, then we leave it to the people to decide. That's what elections are for. When a president does something illegal, then that's when we ask Congress to intercede. High crimes, misdemeanors, bribery. I think it's a tall order that the Democrats need to tell us all, what are the specific laws that were broken? What are the high crimes and the misdemeanors? And where is the quid pro quo? So that's what I'm waiting for. We've got another day of testimony coming. I will sit and listen. I've got a lot of campaign events going on tomorrow, so I'll have to record it, and maybe I'll stay up late and listen to it. But my friends, that's what I'm watching for. I just wanted to be upfront with you. That's what I'm watching for. Where is the quid pro quo that involved the military aid? It sounds to me like the president wanted an investigation. He was willing to give a White House meeting if he could get the investigation, but he does not bring up the military aid. The ambassadors never bring up the military aid. Ukraine never finds out about the military aid until there is a story done in Politico weeks later. Again, if you're withholding military aid to get something you want, you kind of have to tell the country that you're dealing with that's what's going on. And they just haven't made that case yet. So that's what I'm watching for. Let me know in the comments what you're watching for. I know most everybody out there, you have a life. And you can't sit and watch every hour of this testimony. And trust me, I wish that I didn't have an open day today when I was able to sit and watch hours and hours of this play out. But look, this is going to be my job. This is what I'm asking asking for. I'm asking to sit on these committees. I'm asking to be involved in these processes as a member of Congress. So I want you to know how I will perceive them. I want you to know how I will approach them. So hopefully this gives you some insight into that process. Again, tomorrow's testimony may be earth-shattering. And if it is, then you may hear a different kind of podcast coming up. I don't think it will be earth-shattering. I think that we're going to stand right where we stand today. I don't think anything's going to change from this point forward based upon the depositions that have been released and the information that we already have. So that's where I stand today. Inappropriate doesn't sound like high crimes and misdemeanors to me. Democrats, you need to tell me what laws were broken and you need to prove the quid pro quo with the military spending. Is that too much to ask? Maybe it is. I don't know. But we will find out tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.